Father,
Baba,
you're an awesome daddy.
We
love you. We bless you. Thank you for life. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to live in us. We bless you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you were not here this week? Not here. Okay, that's the majority. All right, so what we're going to do, let me read to you from Acts. Chapter 1.
Mlango wa kwanza. Yule aliyepata kwa Kiswahili awe tayari.
Read Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Mstari wa 8. Matendo ya Mitume 1 mstari wa 8.
Who's going to read that? Okay.
Matendo ya Mitume sura ya 1 mstari wa 8. Lakini mtapokea nguvu akisha kuajiria juu yenu Roho Mtakatifu. Nanyi mtakuwa mashahidi wangu katika Yerusalemu na katika Uyahudi wote na Samaria na hata mwisho wa nchi.
Jesus said to his followers,
Yesu aliwaambia wafuasi wake,
you shall receive power.
Utapokea nguvu.
That word power,
neno nguvu,
is the word for the English word for dynamite.
Ni neno la Kiingereza, yani gruneti.
Do you know what dynamite is?
Unajua gruneti ni nini? Unajua gruneti? Hawa mnaitaje kwa Kiswahili ya Tanzania? Eh? Ile bomu. Bomu.
A bomu si kubwa zaidi.
Gruneti. Eh? Bomu ya mkononi. Okay. Mtapokea nguvu ya bomu ya mkononi. Mnajua?
Okay. It's not like a gun. It's not like shooting a gun.
They call it a colonial bomb.
Colonial bomb.
Colonial bomb.
Okay. Dynamite is very powerful.
Ile bomb ya mkoloni ina uwezo mwingi. Ina nguvu. Ikilipuliwa hapa inafanya maajabu. Vile mmesikia.
Very powerful.
Ina nguvu kabisa.
This whole building would come down with one piece of dynamite.
Light
it. Jesus said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now this is your home. For me, this is the end of the earth. This is as far away from my home as I can go. For me, this is the end of the earth. And Jesus said, he said that we will go to the end of the earth. Some of you will go to the end of the earth, which for you may be America. And you will bring the dynamite power of God.
na ile bome koloni ya imani.
He said, you have this kind of power. It's the Spirit of God. Why? To be a witness to who Jesus is. Now this word witness, it's a legal word. It means the word that they use in a court of law. Where the judge sits up front, and the person on trial sits here. And this person on trial must bring a witness to give evidence that this man is telling the truth. To be a witness to Jesus, we must bring evidence that Jesus Christ is alive. We must bring evidence that Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. We must bring evidence that what he says in the Bible is true. We cannot just tell people about him. A witness is not someone who just talks. A witness must bring evidence. And Jesus is saying, the evidence that we as believers must bring is the dynamite power, of the Holy Ghost. There must be a demonstration by the power of the Holy Spirit for us to be a witness to Jesus. Now, all over the world, people say, I witness for Jesus. When I say, what do you do?
Well,
I tell people, you're a sinner. You're going to go to hell. You need a savior. You need to receive Jesus. That's not being a witness. That is not what Jesus is talking about. To be a witness to Jesus, there must be a demonstration of power. I went to Haiti, and I was walking through the market, and I asked one of the ladies that was making a basket. I said, excuse me, could you tell me where the sick people are? She looked up at me and she said, are you stupid? Are you crazy? She said, look around you. Everybody is sick. She said, you go to anybody, they're all sick. I discovered something. It's that way all over the world. As you go out there, you're going to find sick, hurting, bound, demonized people everywhere. And if you are born again, if you are a child of God, then Jesus said, you need to bring dynamite power to those people. Not just talk. They don't want to hear you. Because when we just go and talk, that's all they hear. I've been places in Muslim areas, and they say this: we don't want your Christian religion. We don't want to hear about your Christian religion. We want to see what you got. What do you got? What can you do for this blind lady? What can you do for this deaf man? What can you do for this child that can't walk? That's what we want to see. Come on. You say you're a man of God. Demonstrate it. And Jesus said, I'm giving you dynamite. I'm giving you the greatest power in all of creation. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's who is living inside of every born again person. Maybe some of you here today, maybe you've never experienced that kind of power. One of two reasons. One, maybe you've never been born again, but have just gotten Christian religion. Or number two, you never believed that you could actually do what Jesus did. We're here to tell you, if you're born again, you can. You can. And nobody should walk out of this building without knowing that you absolutely are born again. That the Spirit of Christ is living in you. Nobody should leave here without knowing that. So what are we going to do? We're going to demonstrate. We are going to be an example of what all of you can do. We are not special. We don't have special positions or offices. We are believers just like you. But we believe the Word of God. Totally. When Jesus said, we would have dynamite power. We believe it. We believe it. So, we're going to show you some dynamite. Okay? Some of you that have not been here this week, you weren't here to see all the miracles that happened. You need to know that the church leaders here, they're going to be able to teach you. They're going to teach you how to lay hands on the sick. They're going to teach you how to move with Holy Spirit. They're going to show you so you can bring Jesus out there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But right now, we're going to show you. We're going to demonstrate. We're going to give a couple of words of knowledge and get a couple of people up here, okay? All right. So where's...
Okay. Sasa, nataka watu wawili. Na huu au watu, mtu mmoja, unashika tumbo, unasikia.
Where'd the ladies go?
Unasikia baumengi hii. Unakuja hivi, alafu kutika hapa, unasikia na uko hapa, unataka uombe upone sasa. Uko hapa. Inua mkono iki uko hapa. Na kuja. Ara.
What did you give?
Yeah, there is somebody who is having some pain.
Okay.
Up to the abdomen.
Okay. That's good. That's good that it was more specific.
Yes.
And we won't have 80 people up here.
Yeah.
We just want a couple right now.
What's that? What's that? What's that?
Come. No, stand up.
Ya juu upande huu unasikia na uko wapi kuli?
What is that?
Kuja.
Okay, only that word. Tell them only that word.
Yeah.
And not other sicknesses.
Hiyo tu. Alafu kuna yule hapo na kifua hapa inamuuma hapa hivi. Hapa hivi. Hapa. Sasa. Okay, hao ametosha.
I didn't expect that many for that word.
Yeah.
Okay. You told them, not everybody else, right? I almost gave a word too. All right, so we want them to see what we're doing here.
Muone kile tunaofanya. Kuna wengi ambao roho takatifu anasema lakini tunataka kudili nao peke yake. Kile nao.
Okay, watch.
Hebu tazama.
We ask.
Utauliza mtu.
What is the problem?
Shida yako ni nini? Meno.
What?
Teeth. Upper.
That wasn't the word.
We talked about the upper dental
formula, okay.
The here and also.
Does it hurt right now?
Yeah, inauma sasa.
Yeah. Okay.
At even stomach.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Put your hand there.
Weka mkono wako hivi.
Okay, and your other hand there.
Mkono weka hapo kwa meno mali na kuuma.
When we pray as believers, we don't ask God to come and do it. He has given us the name of Jesus. And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
So we're going to pray a prayer of command. And we're going to speak to the pain. We're going to command the pain to go. In Jesus' name. Okay? So you pray for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pray for this. Okay.
Okay. Sikiza nataka kuombea ili uchungu ndani ya tumbo iondoke. Asante Yesu kwa ajili ya huyu binti. Anasema tumbo linamuuma, ninaamuru maumivu ndani ya tumbo ikaondoke na achilie uponyaji. Hebu angalia.
In Jesus' name, we command the pain out of her jaw, out of her gums now. Pain, go.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. If we get
check. Check it.
Men are not better now. Inauma. Apa sema inauma. Na tumbo nauma.
Amepona.
Wewe mwenyewe waambie ikiwa umepona, waambie. Sawa.
That is the dynamite. That's the Holy Ghost. And He will do that through you.
This one is also going to pray for another.
That's right. That's right. You stay here. Turn around.
Okay. Meno. Also have dental problem.
Okay. Put your hand.
Ayashika.
Now you pray. Tell her how to pray.
Yeah. Sema. Nakushukuru Yesu. Kwa ajili ya huyu dada.
Kwa ajili ya huyu dada.
Anaumwa na meno. Ninaamuru. Maumivu ya meno. Ikaondoke. Na achilie uponyaji. Katika jina la Yesu.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Hebu jitazame.
Okay.
Nauma. Amen. Umepona.
Nani amekuombea? Sinuhi ndiye amekuombea.
Who prayed? Who prayed? Who prayed?
Sindio?
Sasa hata yeye anasema ni can pray.
Yep.
Yes. Una shida gani? Kifua. Linauma. Chest problem.
Okay.
Haya, chukua mikono yako.
Put your hand there.
Na kichwa. Iwe na
head. And your head. Put your hand there.
Weka mkono hapo.
Put your hand there.
Alafu mkono mwingine weka hapa. Haya.
Okay.
Sema ninaamuru.
Ninaamuru.
Maumivu ya kichwa.
Maumivu ya kichwa.
Ondoka.
Ondoka.
Naachilia.
Naachilia.
Uponyaji.
Uponyaji.
Ukaingia ndani ya kichwa hiki.
Ukaingia ndani ya kichwa.
Ninaamuru.
Ninaamuru.
Maumivu ya kifua.
Maumivu ya kifua.
Iondoke.
Iondoke.
Naachilia.
Naachilia.
Uponyaji ndani ya kifua.
Uponyaji ndani ya kifua.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Hebu jitazame.
Check it.
Tingiza kichwa. Nauma. Imepona. Hebu pumua ndani na nje. Ikiwa kifua bado nauma. Inauma.
Hey! Thank you, Jesus!
How are this one can pray for the whole Lord? Sawa, naweza kuombea kila mtu. They don't believe that they can still pray for the rest.
Oh, let them pray for another one.
Yeah.
Here, you come over here. You pray for her.
Ombea, uwe ombea. Vile tu ulifundishwa wewe uombea mwingine. Sisi tutaombea hawa, sawa sawa?
You pray for her. Oh, you come over here.
And.
Pray for her. Remind them of the praying of command, okay?
Mjue kwamba maombi ni ya kuamrisha.
In Jesus' name.
Katika jina la Yesu na kuachilia uponyaji. Sawa sawa? Haya, shika kila mgonjwa wako, shika mgonjwa wako.
Over here.
Wewe shika, shika huyu. Huyu yako hapa ameshika, shika huyu.
Muulize.
Kwanza namuuliza unaumwa na nini? Ni nini? Haya, amrisha. Usifanye maombi marefu.
Command it to go. Tell her to command it to go.
Haya. Zungumza zungumza.
Thank you.
Kifua na miguu.
Did she pray?
Sema katika
command it to go. Pray.
Muangalie mtazame.
Wewe namna gani? In Jesus name.
Katika jina la
Yesu.
Ninaamuru.
Right there. In Jesus name.
Nikaondoke. Pokea uponyaji katika jina la Yesu. Ninaamuru. Maumivu ya tumbo na kifua ikaondoke. Pokea uponyaji.
Check it.
Katika jina la Yesu. Muulize unajisikiaje.
Check it.
Nafu.
Okay, you got to pray. Okay, help her to pray. Help lead her to pray. Did you pray? Okay, how is it? It's okay? Here, tell the people. Tell
them.
Healed. Who's praying? Okay, come. Okay. Pick somebody out, pray for them, and then have them pray for the next person. Okay? Can he interpret? Okay, come over here. You're going to get somebody healed, and then they're going to have them pray for someone else. Okay?
Okay. usukume mtu uruke ruke
bless you
kama Uganda.
Okay. Your head, and there, and there. Ooh, three places? Oh, okay. Put your hand there. You pray. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Pray for her knees. Pray for her knees. Okay. Pray for her knees. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Okay, check it. Check it. Move, move. What's happening? Still some more pain? Still some more? Where's the show? Show where's the pain? Right there? Pray right there. We don't pray just once. If it doesn't all go the first time, we pray again. Okay. We're not afraid of demons. We're not afraid of sickness. It must go. So you pray again, and you pray again, or whatever you need to. Because in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit comes with dynamite. Amen. Okay. Okay. Yeah, just let you pray for her. You can. Okay.
We can continue to pray for this.
I think that I think the best way to end this is going to be just to bring the people up for prayer.
Yes.
And we'll just start going through it. Mm-hmm. I think they've had an adequate demonstration, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll just get them all up here. Anybody that wants to pray.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what are we going to do here? How are we going to do this?
I'm here today.